Speaking of vices, I quit smoking like 3 weeks ago.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Cool. How's that going?
You?
Mm-hmm.
Did you,
congratulations.
Thank
did
you.
Did you use that that drug that, what was it called?
Chantix?
Chantix,
no,
yeah.
No, I did not.
He's smoking a lot more weed, though, now.
Yeah, a lot more weed.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Which is fine. Yeah.
That's good.
No, untrue. Yeah, so it was exciting. No, no drugs, nothing. I did read a book that's supposed to help you quit, and it didn't. I smoked afterwards. Like, it's a really weird book. You're supposed to smoke up until the very last page of the book, and then, like, when you turn that last page, you're supposed to stop. And, like, I got, like, 72 hours out of it, but it didn't succeed, but it did get me, like, in a mental place where I was really ready to quit. So, like, I quit, like, a week later. It was pretty good.
You're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah, I was like...
That was one of the reasons that it never takes me, because... Mm-hmm. I didn't want to spend that money.
Were you a smoker?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't ever a smoker.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even I got several temptations to be a smoker, but because of the money, I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah. And the taxes in the city here are insane. Like,
ridiculous.
It's $12 to $14 for a pack, and I was smoking a pack a day.
I saw all my friends smoking, spending too much money.
Yeah.
So I
could lease a car.
It's ridiculous.
So I started growing my own tobacco.
Right.
So just to
that's why you got a vape.
I don't want to pay.
Cheaper.
I don't want to pay to get killed. So.
Yeah. So we're the Worldwide IT guys.
Kick it off.
Welcome. I'm Dion.
Gavin.
Dan.
John.
Elisa.
Elisa. On the mic.
Sounds so good.
Yes, I finally got the mic.
Your own.
They give her a mic? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you just want to tell us how excited you are in your own language?
Oh, estoy súper entusiasmada porque finalmente agarré un micrófono y nadie me lo quita.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree totally.
It's great because she traveled 3,000 miles from her home country, and all we give her is a mic.
Yeah.
She gave her boyfriend as well. He's not here. And she got LDAP browser access.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, wow. After 6 years.
Oh. Yeah, after 6 years.
It took 6 years to give her...
I don't know what will expect me in 60 years more.
Unaudited access to our directory.
You might get right access
whatever you want.
Maybe I will get an SGN access after 6 years. I don't know.
Unaudited access of our directory is much more exciting than...
Yeah.
Dealing with desktop encryption and
so
security keys.
So you'll be over 10 years then. Will that be at the stage where you get a really sweet crystal picture frame? Or
that just came up this morning. I'm not even kidding you. We got a request to move a bunch of our Detroit group from one company to another. Mm-hmm. And one of our team members, Eric, showed up in that list, and I basically was like, so I'm not moving him into this office because I know what office he's in and I know where he's supposed to work, so I'm not touching his account. And I said, by the way, funny story, because the CIO at the time was basically like, well, he's got to move because...
No, they said fire him. Get rid of him.
This was this morning.
Oh, okay.
He was basically like, he shows up on all my reports. Like, he's in my financial reports, he's in my thing, and I got to approve this, and I'm like, well... You didn't do a good job of his celebrating his 10th anniversary with us, by the way.
Right.
And he's like, well, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, somebody approved his 10th anniversary gift to just be some crystal frame that got delivered to Chicago. He had no idea it was here with his name. And all we've ever done with it, which has been about, 5 years now, 3 years now, is we've put his business card in it, and it's like a keepsake.
It is Waterford crystal, so it probably is expensive, but...
And it's right behind my desk.
Well, so he didn't know about it. And then he came here and we're like, oh, yeah, here's your anniversary gift. And then he's like, well, don't you want to take it back? He's like, no, not really.
It's too heavy to put in my bag. Yeah.
My wife will not want this in our house. It's fine. So every time we're on a conference call, it's right behind me. And he can see it on all of my video chats with him. So it's very funny.
Yeah.
But that came up this morning.
That's
well,
so weird.
Ironic.
Yeah. Sorry to throw an inside joke on the podcast.
Inside jokes are great. But the reason why Elisa got LDAP browser access was because she was needing to modify people in a way that we don't allow in our directory application because of the way because of how much IBM sucks, which is kind of where we roll right into this week's this week in transformation, and we'll just knock this out right away.
Not going to beat around the bush, huh?
Hey, and before, you know, this is not really podcast worthy, but Elisa, be careful closing the window in LDAP browser. So if you do something and you say, oh, I didn't mean to do that, and you hit the X in the upper right-hand corner or whatever the X is, don't do that. Because it commits the change anyway.
That's nice. Bad.
Okay.
So be very careful with LDAP browser.
Yeah.
Use the cancel button if you want to cancel.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great feature.
I will try to delete the whole directory and then close.
Well, yeah. Don't do that either.
The history of LDAP browser is amazing, and we won't get into it today.
Don't be a Muhammad.
Oh, yikes.
Are you sure you want to commit this? Are you really, really sure?
Really a callback to a day of an olden times.
Well, that's such like an anti-pattern, like what do they call them? Like dark user patterns or user experience patterns.
I don't know if you've
ever heard of that in user experience. Yeah.
I love that feature.
We talked about this week. It's really cool. How our user base are sometimes really stupid, and we actually have to put, are you sure you want to do this? Are you really, really sure you want to do this?
It just came up.
It came up this week because someone on a team in another office sent out a communication with the subject test 3 dash to the entire office.
Dash message.
He or she sent it to maybe 1,500 users. So, you know, just the most important people in our company got this message that was test 3. But in the tool that they use, it actually says you're sending a test message to
this group.
Continue.
Yep. Yeah. And they just call you immediately.
Please.
Until you pick up the phone.
Can you rescind all those messages?
Pull them back, John.
Bring them back.
Just pull them back.
I'm like, no, they're
just suck them out of those mailboxes for me, will you?
Right. So
start hacking, Sean. Start hacking.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Anyway, is there any more transformation this week? That was kind of a weak one.
We had some conversation about how we had, and we started it last week, and we started this discussion about applications that should be supported by IBM, and they were supported by IBM, and then IBM fired a bunch of people, and then they didn't have anybody to support these applications that they said they were going to support, and now it's come back, and we're like, oh, we're supporting them, and so that's kind of where I'm at in this battle of, you said you were going to do this, then you fire people, and now you can't do it. So now we need to find new people. So it's new knowledge transfer. So it's just this ongoing, you said you'd do this for us, and now you're not. So it's happened with a few things, and they're revisiting all of the first go of moving things to IBM. And the review is just, it makes me go nuts.
Do we get our money back then?
I mean, that's what I think.
There are no SLAs yet.
So, but I think IBM is working, you know, to say, oh, well, yeah, we did fire 20,000 people, but we'll find somebody else to do the knowledge transfer to. So give us more time, you know, which is what Dan just said, is we've got until 2017 before SLAs kick in. So just tell us what we did wrong and we'll fix it again. So again, until 2017, this will continue to suck as bad and as royally as it can until 2017, where we then say, okay, here's all the tickets that you suck at, and you know, I just fear that responsibility falls in my lap.
Are there any transformation success stories? Like, our users in our front office, are they happy? I mean, do file and print work?
Are you serious?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't even think they've gotten to that yet.
The survey says that very happy with the transformation.
We covered that on a previous podcast where Steve pointed out those survey questions are,
which was completely bullshit,
are made to
more than 60,
paint themselves look in a good light.
60% of people are so happy.
I would say that the integration that we are currently working on and about to roll out, which IBM will take full responsibility for, is the ability to unlock and recover your own account with your own password. I believe they're going to own this and say, this is a big win. You've never had this before, and we are delivering it for you. Meanwhile, on the back end, we did all the work. and we're going to communicate it, and we already plan on how to integrate things so that end users know that they need to do a bunch of things ahead of time in order to save themselves in the future when they forget their password, let their account expire, ignore all these emails that say, hey, why don't you log in because you haven't done it in like 60 days. But like, we are planning to be very, hey, do this because help us help you. And they'll take all the credit for that. But that's kind of what we're working on right now, is this level of what I think will be a huge win for our end users, in the fact that I think a majority of our tickets are people who don't log in for a while, they don't reset their password, they get locked out, and then IT has to save them. But at least for a few weeks, they'll be able to save themselves when this happens. And I think that's a huge win. And would we have done this on our own? I don't know. We had it before. It would have been more difficult on our own. So maybe they helped us, but how much we had to do with it, they would never have been able to do this on their own either. So I guess it's a win-win. So come this fall, I think there'll be a success story or two, but the teams that did all the work will probably not be noticed. So, but whatever.
There were a couple other IBM stories that came up this week. I think Leo submitted one.
The census one?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I didn't really read much about it, but...
Yeah, not our transformation, but...
some other countries.
The whole country's census transformation hit a major pothole.
So Dan, you want to explain a little bit just so they get the details?
Oh, gosh, it's been a while since I read it, but essentially the Australian government turned over the census collection to IBM, and when it came time, and they actually delivered a portal or a website so that...
Portal. Got it.
So that, the numbers could be analyzed or whatever people did on the website or maybe reported, and I don't know.
Here's the data. Take a look.
It failed miserably.
Shit the bed, huh?
Yeah. I don't know much more beyond that, but it was quite a black eye for IBM.
It's almost like when the developers say, no, the app ran fine on my local environment, but when we put it in production and gave it to the entire country, I'm not sure why it didn't perform and scale.
It was, yeah, but it fell under, like, DOS attacks, and, like, it was, like, not only was it not usable, but hackers went after it, and it was, like, it was just a full nightmare. And, basically the entire country hates IBM now, which is, you know. not the first time the government has been upset with IBM was the title of the census article, which was kind of...
Was this the same one or a different one where they... are, like, no longer allowed to bid for contracts there or something? Is that the same? Am I getting that right? Does anyone remember seeing that?
I think it was as a result of, but not in the same article. But
so maybe IBM won the right with a no-bid contract. So they won the account with no bid?
$9.6 million was paid. Yeah, was paid to IBM for this census stuff. And
$9.6 million?
The federal government currently has 132 contracts with Big Blue, $510 million, and I think this is us, and then I think we basically have a ton of money in them, and then Australia put a ton of money in them, and Australia's like, we gotta get the fuck out, and then we're sitting here going, well, shit, they're getting out, what are we gonna do? So... Meanwhile, we're on the hook until 2021.
Are you serious that long?
Yeah.
Well, and as, you know, some of the other social media things pointed out, that once they get their hooks into you, it's very difficult to unhook.
You can't break up with them.
It's like a bad tapeworm.
Yeah. Oh.
I think you would get rid of a tapeworm easier. I
mean, maybe a Monday.
Yeah.
Like go to the doctor.
It's a bad STD. Yeah, we're stuck with them. Yep.
Yep.
It's a bad STD.
We haven't identified the antibiotic for that yet.
Yeah, sure. What we need to get a shot of.
Maybe it's a virus.
We just got to write it out, I guess. I don't know.
No stem cell cure for this one. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I have any other transformation stories this week. I didn't want to dwell on it too much. I think we had enough IBM.
Hold on. Before we close on IBM, I did find an article.
Oh,
I just
did?
Saw it now. Yeah. Right. So that same article, it said, "Fool me once, shame on you." So that's the subheading.
Fool me once, you're not going to fool me again.
Yeah. The George W. Bush
version. Yeah, I got fooled again. Damn it.
Cue the Who.
Damn it, George. Not again. So it says, funnily enough, this is not the exactly uncharted waters for the Australian government, something which, some premier was quick to point out. The Queensland state government previously had a calamitous issue with IBM that in 2013, it had such a bad time with IBM, the last time it used them, it actually prohibited government agencies from signing contracts with IBM. The blacklisting stemmed from an inquiry into a $1.25 billion payroll failure in which IBM rolled out a flawed system for their healthcare in 2010, resulting in thousands of payers. And it was supposed to be a $6.9 million project, which cost the taxpayers 173 times that.
Oh, my God.
So let's do the quick math.
Oh, my God. Ross, do the math.
That's like $1 billion or something.
Ross does all the math.
What did IBM do? Like, did they do like what we do? They just create a conflict agency and bid on the business?
That's
like,
a good question. I don't know how they got around it.
MBI is our company name.
Right. MBI.
Machine Business International.
We're not IBM. We're actually not blue. We're green.
Everything you ever wanted... Minus the corruption and lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just amazing. They're like, they got blackballed. Wow. Anyway. So, okay. Sorry. I just had to.
We also did have to explain what Watson was this week to Elisa because she hasn't been getting our jokes for the past couple months. So we had to explain
what
Watson was.
Yeah, this week I learned about Watson and it was a new word for me.
Mm. Word and everything?
Yeah, and safe word.
Safe word. We were on a few calls this week.
Wait, what did I miss?
So we went from working on Safeguard desktop encryption, but Elisa calls it the safe word.
Okay.
So on our call, she's like, but when you log into safe word, the safe word is the safe word, safe word. And I'm cracking up going, it's Safeguard. It's Safeguard. Yeah. Anyways, it explains a lot, Elisa. Good.
Yeah, good call.
But IBM this week, didn't they like create a Bionicle Eye or something using their chips? Did anyone see that article about this?
I'm sure. Yes.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Them and like the robotics industry and Google are building Skynet, and you know, in like 20 years, we'll be run by robots. I'm sure.
Can't wait.
Not if IBM makes it.
Yeah, that's true.
No. They said they use their chip to build a new eye.
Maybe Google.
That's I still keep coming back to this. You know, we were talking about, like, which IBM are we getting, yada, yada. Like, Watson seems like more of a commercial project, but I feel like, you know, and that will probably certainly be a future, like, huge revenue stream for them. But all these, like, oh, man, we teamed up with, like, Carnegie Mellon University and we created a bionic eye. Like, half those things are just, like, research projects that go absolutely nowhere. Like, you know, and they create a chip and then, like, you know, 6 years down the line, maybe parts of it get integrated into some real commercial product. But, like, half that shit is just for R&D and marketing and just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm really complaining about. But anyway, that's my rant. Sorry.
Don't hate marketing.
Yeah.
That's why you have a job.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a really big fan of marketing.
Fuck the advertising.
I thought he was going to say he's not a big fan of his job. Thanks, yeah. Thanks for commenting.
Yeah. No problem. How you talking, guys?
Oh, man. So, similar, unrelated, but similar was this article that I read about Microsoft's golden key backdoor.
Oh, God.
Did you love that, Gavin?
That was amazing.
You were like, holy shit, let me get some of that.
Right. Yeah, it's just like...
Can you tell us about this?
Gavin, why don't you explain it?
I only read the headline, I don't know what it is, but basically, like, it's their, like, private key or signature for, like, all of their signed shit, like, every... I don't know, it's like their golden key.
Well, I mean, so one of the big things, I mean, certainly from a encryption point of view for your, you know... There are big implications, like what's Microsoft's, was it BitLocker?
BitLocker.
So that's their encryption scheme for your desk. So if you signed, you know, BitLocker, would this key be able to unlock your BitLocker? I don't know if it can or can't. But one of the things that it was also used for was the UEFI BIOS, which allowed Microsoft to lock the BIOS down so that only Windows ran on your HP laptop.
Okay. So, but the biggest problem that I read in the article was because they built a key that could get you in, similar to what you learned this week, Elisa, about the pre-boot login.
Mm-hmm.
Once you build a key that gets you in on previous platforms, you can't just break the key because somebody else can just make the same key to get you back in because the lock is the same for all computers going back 10 years.
Yep.
So, oh, yeah, sure. We broke the key. You don't have to, it's safe. Don't worry about it. We broke the key. Well, the lock's the fucking same. So somebody can just figure out how to make the new key to get into that lock and you're all set.
Yep.
And that's what happened is they built a back door that they couldn't unbuild. So it exists in all machines that were encrypted.
And the reason,
for the past like 8 years.
And the reason
years.
It got out was because they included it in a software development kit.
Yes.
So,
pretty
sloppy.
Very sloppy. Not a good idea. The opposite of what Apple wanted to go through, right? Apple's like, you want us to create the key. Once we make the key, it's not about the key. It's about the lock that the key goes in.
Yep.
Because then we have to create the lock, and that'll always be the same. So you'll always be able to get in. There'll always be this back door. We won't be able to take it away.
It's like encryption 101.
Correct. So the Microsoft golden key back door.
Yeah.
Full of.
They forgot to stamp "do not duplicate" on the key.
Oops. Okay. Oh, so Dan's referencing a time in our previous. A previous location where we used to work, and there were keys to get into certain locks. This is pre-key card, and there were keys that were stamped with "do not duplicate." And if you tried to walk into like an Ace Hardware where you would say, "Hey, can you make me another key for my house?" they would look at this key that said "do not duplicate" and go, "Okay, how many do you need?" And you'd be like,
"I'm going to have to charge you double for this."
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little more expensive because these keys aren't easy to. We don't have a lot of these keys, but how many do you need? And you'd be like, "Oh, just one." It said "do not duplicate." You'd walk into an Ace and they'd be like, "Yeah, I've got a couple
There's
of
some
these."
High school kid behind the counter.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
right.
I can do
hey,
this.
How many do you want? Hey, well, how many do you want? Yeah, so.
The A key.
Any other IBM or techie topics that we want to go through real quick? I was going to jump into the Olympics real quick because I thought there's a bunch of cool things to talk about there.
No, I'm just looking forward to the iPhone 7. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks, I guess.
When, oh, well, why don't we? Yeah, I mean,
no,
I have
a whole lot to talk about now. We'll talk about when it comes out in a couple of weeks.
I did have on my list to talk about, which I guess fits into this segment, though, is Apple Watch just announced rumors. Next one's going to have GPS, John.
Oh, it's going to have it.
But not MP3.
So, yes, it already does that. Mm-hmm. It's already got storage.
So wait a little bit before
I know,
I
but it just found out today. Why are you busting my balls? Jeez.
Busting my huevos. Come on.
Yeah, right, so I finally, literally, since the spring of this year, I've said I want to buy a watch so I can go running. I've been going running. It's been getting hotter. I melted the two iPhones this summer. I literally have melted two iPhones this summer. I've got new replacements. I say I can't go running with my iPhone anymore because I'm melting it when I go running. It gets overheated or it just the battery dies and whatever happens. So I say I got to buy a phone that stores music, does GPS, and then I can go running without my phone. And I got a watch that does GPS and music, and I don't need my phone. Today, literally, August 18th, 2016, I say I'm going to go buy this phone tonight or tomorrow so I can go running and train for a race. August 18th, 2016, rumors launched. Next iPhone will have GPS.
Yep.
They are spying you.
Yep.
Next iWatch.
The next Apple Watch will have GPS. Yeah. It will not have cellular communication, meaning you can't make phone calls from it by itself. But it'll do GPS, and you can store music on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I care. And it's got Bluetooth, and that's all I care about. So that means
they're gonna have to figure out the battery then, because if they're gonna have that much you know, the watch talking to different things, it's going to suck the battery.
Most devices I've read, at full blown, we're doing everything this watch can do at the same time consistently, last 6 hours.
6 hours, that's it?
6 hours. If you were to do full GPS, music,
holy cow, that's not,
applications,
that's not good at all.
Texting, whatever, a lot of watches go six straight hours of full blown, like processors at 100.
Okay.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah.
You don't think about it. I mean, are you literally texting for 6 hours straight and streaming music over Bluetooth using GPS to run? Maybe. I don't know. John runs a lot.
I feel like an average day you can at least get 12
hours. As long as the management of that is easy enough so like the GPS figures out, well, you know, they haven't moved 10 feet in the last hour, so I'm going to shut or
agree. I mean, if you're running, you're running, and it's got to stay active. But if you're sitting in the same room, I believe the watch will last a day. Like, and that's fine.
Right.
But from reviews I've read about watches that exist right now, full-blown 100% activity, CPU usage, about 6 or 7 hours. The Apple Watch currently lasts an entire day, full usage, doesn't have GPS yet. Mm-hmm. I think it'll drop, maybe stay the same, once GPS is integrated. So. September 7th is the announcement for the new... Well, it's the event for Apple. We expect an iPhone 7 and...
September?
September 7th.
Oh, shit. Nice.
And this will be one of the quickest turnarounds, they think, for deliveries. They think orders will be started to take on September 23rd.
For the watch or for the
phone? And delivering 2 weeks later.
So
for the phone or watch?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
By Thanksgiving, are we getting new phones?
Are you unhappy already?
What the?
You just started. You just got here.
I know. I'm kidding.
Gosh, you got a brand new laptop, brand new phone.
No, not brand new.
What do you mean?
They were... my phone is... It was brand new, but my laptop, you know.
Yeah, it was my old laptop.
Yep.
I beat it up. It's
I
won't
touch that thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like an airplane. But it's fine.
You run virtual everything on that thing. You've got Windows, you've got
remote
desktops.
Gigs of RAM?
Yeah, she's got 16 gigs of RAM.
Good.
She's fine.
You got a good processor, a lot of RAM. That's all you need.
What do you need?
And it's had a new fan, or a good fan at least. It sounds nice.
So you're good.
That's all I look for in a laptop. It's all just sounds nice.
Yeah. But, so I think not only will, on September 7th, we get an iPhone 7, an Apple Watch with GPS, we're also going to get MacBook Pros.
Oh, yeah.
With something.
Well, they were beaten up in the press recently about how old the refresh for the Mac Pro, the MacBook Pros is very long.
It's overdue, and what they did last time was kind of like, meh. You really didn't do anything great. And then USB-C is kind of like, really?
But that's besides all the marketing, what is the improvement with this new platform, new iPhone 7 versus iPhone 6?
It's 7, it's not 6, it's one more.
It's better.
Six.
Yeah, I know that 7 is
it's
one more larger than 6.
7
so,
is better than 6.
Well, what did I hear today at lunch? Waterproof?
There's tons of crazy rumors. We know for a high certainty that the camera's got two lenses. We're not really sure what that means, but on the back of the case, it'll have two different lenses.
But
not sure what that means.
iPhone 6, I get good pictures. What else?
You could do 4K recording on the 6S.
Yeah, but
nobody cares about 4K.
My eyes don't care.
4K.
And 4K means...
If you're not 4K, you're
heavier.
Nobody.
Heavier.
It's more than 3K.
If you don't have a football button on your
Jesus
remote
Christ,
control...
Jesus Christ, 4K, man! What?
I'm kind of with Elisa, and I have owned every generation of iPhone, practically. But this one just feels like iterative, and it's fine. Like, I don't... Some people get, like, really pissed off when they don't, like, get new features, but, like... I'm sure it's going to be a really good phone, but I don't know if I'll have to buy this one.
Yeah, well, you're going to have... You're
I
gonna
think
have,
the 7's going to be the one that... You
you're going to have a new feature. You're no longer going to be able to plug your headphones in.
Well, that actually, I do like that. I do like the... Just, like, from a design standpoint, like, an efficiency standpoint, like, that appeals to my...
Well, the thing is, like, when I drive in the car now, like, I have an auxiliary cable input into my car, stereo, so I can't do that with my iPhone anymore.
Well, sure you can. You just have to buy the $50 accessory.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. It's that all about the dongles, John. Yeah. That you can pair with. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There, the rumor with the iPhone 7 was it was going to have a new set of wireless headphones that came with it.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it's going to use the latest Bluetooth technology, but it's going to have, and for lack of a better term, a proprietary Apple way where these headphones are always paired with your devices no matter what. You will never need to repair or figure out what happened. Even if the battery dies, they'll always be linked to your devices.
Yeah, nice.
Which is kind of cool. Apple's basically saying, we know Bluetooth pairing is a pain in the ass. Like, you got a Bose speaker that sounds great, and you always got to pair it, and sometimes it doesn't remember, and then you do an update and whatever. They basically want to say, we're taking that out of the equation. These two are almost hardware level linked, so you never have to worry about pairing them again.
So also,
is kind of cool. Wireless headphones.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get rid of the headphone jack, right?
Right.
So they want to have wireless Bluetooth headphones that are like hardware level linked to the device,
but and then really you can add other ones, devices. The really nice ones they're selling are like $200 or $300, like the ones that really have decent battery life that are Bluetooth and like in earbud
stuff.
Dude,
you're paying $850 for a fucking iPhone retail. Yeah. You should get a nice set of Bluetooth headphones that are wireless, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
In a world where the iPhone is lacking upgrades, at least wireless headphones, the last
the iPhone doesn't
forever.
Have upgrades?
Yeah, but last time I bought a wireless iPhone, about 2 weeks ago, I bought one of them, and it was $5.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did you buy for $5?
Wireless headphone, and my iPhone is 6, and they pair very perfectly, and I run for three days, and I don't have any problems. Wow. I have to charge them.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were saying
one rumor I did hear about.
That's cool.
About.
So, what else is the improvement for having
one rumor I did hear about the phone that it might have is a built-in noise canceling, so you could, you know, your phone would be in charge of listening to the environment and saying that's extraneous sound and filtering that out of whatever is delivering to the headphone.
That's cool.
Will that help you when you take conference calls in the bathroom again?
Walking the dog. Yes.
That's right, the bark.
Yeah, when you check in on Scrum and your dog's...
It'll filter your junk if you're on the toilet. Yeah,
Your dog's doing its business, and that's going to get filtered out. You're flushing toilet's going to get filtered out.
Well,
yeah, that's
what it is. I did also hear that it's not going to be called iPhone 7. It's going to be iPhone 6 SE or something like that.
It's
still going to be in the 6 family.
They got rid of the rumor of an iPhone Pro, what they were like, well, because we've started this whole professional, it's better than standard. They got rid of those rumors. I think it's just going to be an iPhone 7 and a 7 Plus because it's going to be bigger, and that's it. Those are my guesses.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess if Felisa bought some really nice headphones for $5, maybe... Some wireless. Like maybe wireless is like super cheap these days. I guess I didn't realize that.
Bluetooth headphones you can get from super cheap to really crazy expensive.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, but I was going to say, I'd be surprised if Apple put in some really high-end headphones in their like default set. But if they're going to put in
I think the idea with the 7 is it's about the whole experience. They want to build these headphones into everything, right? So you have your phone... The headphones are wireless. You never have to worry about pairing them again. They're always synchronized together. You can pair them to your laptop, to your Apple TV, whatever you want to do. That's kind of where I think they're going to go with these headphones.
Yeah, like
headphones are going to be a big deal because they've got Beats. They got Beats headphones.
Oh, those are the worst
headphones
ever.
But I'm like, they may, and who knows, maybe there'll be Beats wireless headphones that come with your iPhone, right?
Yeah.
You know, they may just try to sell that as a whole branding thing, but
it'll be a mistake.
People are actually buying them. They're like a $300.
Most of the people I see on the train with headphones on are wearing Beats.
They're not bad. I mean, if you compare them to $20 headphones. Mm-hmm. But if you compare them to other headphones that are $300, they suck.
I'd rather buy a pair of like Bose noise canceling like you have and I have.
My Bose noise canceling headphones are one of the best things I've ever seen, and they're in that price range. And I mean, like, you can stand on the L track, like below it, and have a train pass over you, you will feel the thing, but you will not hear it.
But nice. what Dan and I are saying is built into the next iPhone/headphones, in that they've got the wireless connection plus the noise canceling built into the phone, so you're getting the whole CPU processing dealing with the noise that you don't want to hear, plus the quality delivered to the, you know, I think that could be a huge selling point of, you know, for lack of a better term, Bose quality noise canceling built into your iPhone.
I thought the big thing that they were doing was headphones that connected through USB-C. I thought I had read that somewhere.
They're going to have like I saw like that they were going to have like an adapter that's going to allow people that
fucking
still have
dongles,
like
man.
Normal
it's all more
fucking
dongles. Yeah. But you can do that without a dongle too.
That's
though.
Back to the, you know, the $50 accessory that will let you use your,
connect to your
legacy
car.
Headphones. Yeah.
But there are USB-C headphones that just use USB-C to transport audio data.
Yeah, but USB-C is not going to be the port that's built into an iPhone. It'll be a USB.
Thunderbolt or whatever.
It'll be a lightning cable that allows you to plug in.
I'm not sure about that, because one of the what the European Union has mandated is that regardless of the phone, Android, iPhone, whatever, they have to use a universal power source.
I think they'll make a special one just for Europe that says, fine, we'll build your fucking stupid-ass port.
That's not what Europe wanted.
But, no, I know.
But
Apple will do
there's
that.
There's lobbying dollars there, too.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's half a billion Chinese building these, so we'll take a quarter of them and
But if Germany says you can't sell it here because you haven't followed the rule, they're going to take that seriously.
No, I'm saying they're going to follow the rules in Europe for their phones, but in the U.S., we're still going to have to buy our dongles.
That's a lot of money. I don't think so. Like, do you guys remember when every manufacturer of phones had their own charger? Like, Nokia had the really...
Yeah, it was the worst.
Yeah. And then finally, I think it was the same kind of deal. It was like the European Union or somebody saying, hey, people, you need to, like, standardize this because this is ridiculous. And then all the Android phones... with all the Windows phones went to USB
micro
USB and the Apple decided no, we're going to do our thing and charge $50 for a dongle because we can.
They used to not even be USB plugs. They used to have their own stupid wall adapter too, like straight up. That was the worst. Anyway,
because I want to make sure we get, most importantly, our most critical segment of the week is Worldwide IT Guys cover Trump. So this week in Trump, we had... should we start with today and work backwards, or should I start with what's happened since last week and work towards today?
I don't know, but I love the statue.
Did you go right to the statue? You went right to the statue?
Yes.
You went right with today.
I don't know, but I
breaking news. Live coverage of the Trump statue on Facebook. And I shared this link. I go on Facebook to see like, oh, you know, yesterday was my anniversary. And today's, you know, a bunch of kids are starting school for the first time. And I'm seeing all these nice posts. And then all of a sudden I see this live feed of a naked Donald Trump statue in multiple cities. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, I gotta share this. So I share with everybody at work.
It was actually addictive. I was watching the comments for about half an hour, and then I have to quit.
Low productivity day.
Yeah, I was like, jeez. I'm glad you weren't doing password tests at that point. Thanks. But...
No, I was actually looking at the Slack channel, and there was like nothing before and nothing after, and just randomly out of nowhere, Dion shares this image of naked Donald Trump, and I'm sitting there.
There's actually live video feed from,
I was just wondering what you put into your Google or whatever search engine you used to
get
that.
Well, I'm telling you, I went to Facebook, and I'm like, oh, well, let me see, you know, there's a bunch of updates today, and yesterday was my anniversary, and a bunch of people were commenting, and my daughter started school this week, and other kids are starting school, so I'm like, well, I'm going to launch Facebook real quick and check out any updates and see what people have commented on. And in my Facebook news feed was naked Donald Trump statue live from whatever city that was. And I'm like watching it going, literally, I have to share this. Like, so I just put it in the Slack channel. Everybody in my group is watching it. We're all commenting on it. And
the comments were the best.
The comments were amazing. I can't even remember. They were just flying over my head, just like, you know, his hands are too big for that. That statue's hands are too big. They're not realistic, or like, you know, I don't know. You just got to Google Trump statue and see.
Do you see
what the
title of it was?
Which one?
Of the statue?
No, I mean, I took it down. Did you see they took it down?
Oh, they took it down, but I mean, there's, like you said, they're all around the country. But the title of the statue is "The Emperor Has No Balls," and literally,
I saw
one
that.
Guy
yeah,
actually
that
zoomed
makes
in
sense.
On his genitals, and he has no balls.
That's
Mashable
did a here's what happened today with the Trump statue, like synopsis in like 60 seconds, and Mashable's basically, and I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but it was here's what the statue looked like. Here's a zoom in on
genitals,
and there were no balls. And yeah,
okay.
I mean, so people who were making the gesture touching the balls were actually touching his belly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow! I thought it was a lucky ball.
Yikes!
Well, the Frank was there. The Beans weren't there though. The Frank was there. Mm. Frank and Beans.
Okay.
Reference to a movie, but you didn't get it. That's right.
You ever see a movie called There's Something About Mary?
Something About
it's
Mary.
It's really good, with a comedian we have called Ben Stiller over here.
Yeah.
Franks and Beans happens right really early in the movie. You'll be laughing
horrified.
Before you know it.
Yeah, probably horrified.
Yeah, so anybody who's listening to this, if you haven't already witnessed the Trump statue, make sure you check it out. Other news, our vice president visited Serbia this week.
Oh, God.
And he goes to Serbia, and...
We're skipping this story. No, no,
no.
No.
Ross, we want your perspective on this.
God, he arrives in Serbia. He's there for official business. And, Ross, are you familiar with what happened when he landed in...
No,
in Serbia?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. All lies and propaganda.
All lies and propaganda. Right, okay. So, our vice president lands in Serbia, and not only is he accosted by these people at the airport with Vote for Trump shirts,
but
the entire...
Those were not people.
What were they?
Assholes.
Okay, so the assholes in Serbia...
Peasants...
Our Serbian correspondent has informed us that the Serbian assholes have aligned with Trump, and they made our vice president feel very unwelcome when he went there.
Wait, yeah. But the Serbian president wasn't in Rio already?
He's also an asshole.
So he went to Rio to unwelcome the U.S. vice president as well?
No, this is a crossover story. It's a Trump versus Olympics story. So, Ross, do you want to say where the Serbian president was at the time that our vice president visited him, to the point where he went to the Olympics and then came back?
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice little story.
Most of the Serbia was so glad. There was a story going around, like, every match he visited.
He went to the Olympics in Rio.
Yeah, he went to the Olympics in Rio. And every match he visited, the Serbian team lost. Like, massively. Like, everywhere he showed up. And I was talking to my girlfriend about this. Like, well, I'd lose, too. I mean, if I saw his butt-ugly face showing up to my match, I couldn't concentrate on anything else but him. So, basically, it was they called it, like, the Serbian presidential curse. So, he left, luckily, a couple of days ago, and we actually started winning. But yeah, he missed Joe Biden because he was in Rio making our athletes lose matches.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense.
Absolutely.
And then he leaves, and then you guys start winning. And what happened today? Today's Thursday the 18th.
I don't know, Dion. Why don't you tell me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Why were you late for
You're
the podcast?
You're lying again. You're lying again. You already
Liar.
Know, yeah. And you were sweating a lot because of that.
Yeah, we won.
Who won?
Serbia won. Serbian female volleyball team won against the United States.
Volleyball?
Not volleyball. What did I say? Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Do you have V in your language?
Yeah. What? Oh, like you're victory? Making? Yeah, make fun of me because I'm foreign.
We say wallet. Oh,
yeah. This is a new low.
We're American. We're good at that.
Wow, yeah. We have to edit this podcast.
Sensitivity training.
Volleyball is a much different sport here in America. So,
well, don't the Germans do that? They swap the V and the W.
The V has an F sound.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have the W in Serbian. So, yeah, I've been made fun of because of
you
this.
You don't have
before.
W, but you just said it.
Oh, yeah, that's because I speak English, and English has W.
This is really hard for us.
Well, congratulations on the Serbian women's volleyball team beating the U.S. team to advance to the gold medal round.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Our 99 medals to your 3 is...
Hey, man, what a kick in the nuts right there.
It is...
We actually have, I think... 4 or 5 or I don't know.
Figure we should win a ton with the most like one of the richest countries, the richest country, and like the most populous, one of the most populous.
Sent over 300-400 Olympians, and 65% of them were women, and it's we've done well, but I think Ross has done more. Ross likes to do math, so he's done some more math based on populous per Olympian sent to the Olympics.
That's
and I think
measure.
He has done some math to explain is the most successful country based on population versus how many they sent to the Olympics.
Okay, so I did a little bit of math. I haven't gone through
this
all of
this is really
the
boring. Sorry, go get a drink of water.
Numbers.
We'll be right back.
I initially thought it was Croatia because Croatia has only 4 million people living in it and they have 5 Olympic medals. But then I saw Jamaica, which has 2 million people, actually a little bit under 3, but they have 6 medals. And
Jamaica
is by far the best, and it's not over yet. I think they're going to have more, but I think they're the best. Like, for example, if you think United States, at the time of this recording, they have 94 with 300 million people, which makes it like 0.3 per 1 million people.
Jeez, why do we even go?
Jamaica and the way they are dominating sprinting and track and field right now is an unusually high level of performance for any country, and they're dominating. There's no other word to say they're dominating, and John brought that joke up at lunch, by the way. So that was very hilarious.
No,
that made me laugh.
But what I'm trying to say here is that China has the absolute worst Olympic theme ever. I mean,
because of their
they sent so many out of the billion people they have, and how many medals they've won.
I think 34 is what they have. So
my wife was watching the gymnastics floor competition the other night. And they show the Chinese girl who they say she's 16. There's no way. She's 11,
no.
10 at the most.
I agree.
It's just like, come on.
Leave the child alone. She gets beaten. Because
there are 11-year-olds competing for China, maybe Japan. Absolutely.
There's no way there.
By the way, I actually saw one of the countries I was not expecting to see, and we won an Olympic medal.
Who did?
North Korea.
Oh.
And not just one. They have...
Was it shooting? A shooting?
I have no idea what it was. I'm going to check
it. Classified.
But I was very, very surprised to see them at win anything, honestly.
But everyone's pretty scared to show up with a North Korean there with a gun in his hand. Anyway.
You know what I hear about North Korea? I hear they've got really good beer, actually. Like a very...
From who?
Surprisingly good beer
dad
scene.
Or brother?
No, from someone
internet?
Else. From the internet. Yep. Some guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't have internet in North Korea, so that information is unreliable.
They just take Sierra Nevada and pop a new label on it? Or
yeah, I was going to say, what's his name? Sungai? What did you say?
Yeah, Sungai.
Sungai?
Sungai from internet.
Sungai from internet.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
got it.
He said he's got great beer. He said he's got money for me if I could just give him my bank account.
Got it. Yes. You want to invest in some guy from
a
beer company in North America?
I have a friend who lives in Vietnam. He said that craft beer is actually starting to build there, too.
Mm. You know, he's always made the statement that he wants to bring craft beer to South America and, like, unload just cases of, zombie dust on them and, like, get them addicted and go nuts. Or the Balejo.
he didn't want to visit Villa Gesell, so he.
But we can make it down there.
He only know the fancy bars in Buenos Aires.
I'm looking for something
else.
If
only we knew a pilot.
I'm looking for something else to do in my free time, where I could just fly down to South America with some guy who's got a private plane and just import, some zombie dust.
Yeah,
maybe a few fill-ups of gas on with that plane, but yeah, you could do it.
It will compete with good beer in South America.
Compete? It will blow the doors off. I could charge like $10 a bottle.
Yeah, you can't. Nobody will buy it.
Mm. What do you think?
Besides, what do we get back?
At least you tell me.
In South America, there are very good beers, but
come on.
A cheaper one.
Like the Balejo?
Locally made. And
what'd you pay for that 4-pack?
Because I'm here.
And you enjoyed it?
It's Vallejo.
Yes.
And is it better than anything else you had back home?
No.
They have a craft beer place right by the Buenos Aires office.
Yeah.
That is a problem. Yeah. You have been only in Buenos Aires.
Right.
So I'm comparing the beer that I had in Argentina, and some of them are competing with this American beer. So if you want to import beer in Buenos Aires, it's fine. But if you want to import it in South America, you will have competition.
I really think Asia is the place to do it.
I'm not live tweeting, by the way. I just thought I mentioned that.
Just because their beer, the Chinese beer is just like the terrible rice-based beer.
It's like Tiger and
Tiger. I think that's Singapore, but yeah,
3.5%. It's just it's not.
This
it's
week's beer sake. Of the True. Week is the Vallejo. I thought I'd mention
that.
Oh yeah. So we went with Half
get
Acres.
That pour on, Mike.
Half Acres Vallejo because it is. It was announced by Half Acre that this was the last week they're going to brew it and can it or bottle it or...
Oh, really?
And by the way,
and
it was a good discovery for me in this city.
You're welcome.
Vallejo.
It's too bad. It's very good.
Actually.
Yeah. It's a summer beer. They only brew it in the summer.
It was very hard to me to make Dion to pronounce it well. And I'm still working on it.
And how do you say
it? Its name is Vallejo.
Vallejo?
No.
Dion's work in progress.
Vallejo?
No,
Vallejo.
In general.
Actually, it's starting. It's still a Vallejo. Hard work to
So
do.
It's not a Vallejo. It's Vallejo.
It's Vallejo.
Vallejo.
And I think...
Vallejo?
Well, Serbian, I think they have more Latin roots or something that make the pronunciation better. But Or more Spanish speaker. But
English
speakers,
is it almost time
hard.
for the rant of the week?
Thought you already had that.
Mm. Oh yeah, just I got to jump in here. I was wrong. North Korea actually has 7 medals. They
no
have
way.
2 gold medals, 3 3 silver medals, and 2 bronze medals.
What sports?
And the sports are diving, women's wrestling, and diving.
Nice.
And
the women's wrestling makes sense.
Yeah. Weightlifting. They have
that's good one too.
Weightlifting,
really?
Gymnastics, and shooting. Shooting, they have a bronze in shooting. So yeah, there you go. They have 4 medals in wrestling, 1 medal in gymnastics. They have a gold in gymnastics, and they have a bronze in shooting. So yeah.
Wow.
What did happen with the diving pool? Now it's clear.
No.
Well, they emptied it. They emptied it.
Yeah. So they said, here's what happened. They had to empty and refill 1 million gallons of water in the synchronized swimming / water polo, whatever pool.
There were 2 pools so that they had to empty.
So that one pool had to be dumped and refilled to be clear, because you can't judge synchronized swimming in a fucking cesspool of green dirty water.
That smell like fart.
Yeah, that smell like fart. But divers, fuck you. You can dive into green water. We don't give a shit. So literally right next to each other in a picture that I shared on Twitter was one pool with 1 million gallons of fresh new water for synchronized swimmers to swim in, which is interesting to watch, by the way.
Yes.
Right next to the green cesspool of algae that divers have to dive into for their competition. And It was green for 2 weeks. It was clear for the first week, which I think they just fucking dyed the blue shit out of it.
They actually admitted that a guy screwed up.
And then it turned green, and they're like, literally, it looks horrible, but if you test it, it's fine. I don't believe it, but it looked green. It's still green. It will always be green. They don't give a fuck about divers. But synchronized swimmers, you get clean water. A million gallons of clean water to synchronize swim. So
I think they're both fixed now. Actually,
you know, I think you're a pessimist. I think that whole green water thing might actually give us a proper superhero or something.
We might,
you know, like we
like Swamp Olympian.
I don't know. Like we might get like a Spider-Man or Aquaman or something from
you're not
like,
getting an Aquaman.
Algae Man.
Never. You're never getting an Aquaman.
Algae Man. I'll go for that one. Any sort of man. I mean, not any,
or synchronized. I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Probably
a
woman. So yeah.
What else do we have? I have no vendor scum this week.
You have a vendor scum?
I do not.
You don't.
Unfortunately,
man. You know, there's a few headline. There's a few keyword topics we got to hit.
Our spam filter is getting too good.
So
I'm surprised we haven't had a Olympic themed.
Well, so the Olympic things I wanted to bring up was the Lochte / you know gun in the face that we were held up. The U.S. medals in foil. That's kind of funny.
I didn't hear about that.
Ellen is a racist.
Saw that.
True.
So in the Olympic topic real quick, there's this whole thing about Ryan Lochte and his group and the controversy of they said they got robbed at gunpoint, but it sounds like they actually did some damage to some place and they're just using their drunkenness and they're trying to basically say that they were robbed when they were just drunk and did some damage and they're hiding behind it. So,
well, it's funny now, like the video's coming out now, what really happened, and I think these guys were just so drunk they don't remember. They remember a gun being pulled on them, which I guess a security guard did pull a gun, but he didn't point it to his head.
Yeah,
they,
you know, this whole
story
is...
They had to pay some money for a broken door that the guys broke because they were drunk. So I'm sure these guys woke up the next morning and was like, oh my god, I remember a gun being pulled and I have no money. So sir, like, oh my gosh, I probably got robbed.
Sir, this is not a toilet. sir.
Yeah.
Good thing they weren't in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
But all the details, and they're probably having flashbacks now. Like, oh yeah, we probably didn't get robbed.
You're drunk, you don't remember shit, you know. Anyways, I think it'll all blow over, and we'll have been one of those. Nobody really held a gun to our face. We just said that. Because
but they, I mean, that's probably what they remember. I mean, they probably only remember parts and pieces of the night.
So, which is fine. They'll say they were drunk and they'll move on.
But they're saying Lockheed's going to lose all of his endorsements and
what?
No,
yeah,
it's
saying
dumb.
It's falsifying
dumb.
Police reports.
No, it's dumb.
But
so Ellen posted this stupid picture of her riding on the back of Usain Bolt, who is the fastest man, I guess, ever, and some people thought it was hilarious because she's like, this is the only way I'm going to do my shopping in the future because it's so fast. Like, you hop in the back of Usain Bolt and he carries you to all the stores. And there were some people who were like, well, that's racist. And I didn't completely agree with that. So I didn't get it. I thought the picture was very funny. I didn't pick up on any racism. I just thought it was a very clever and funny way to say congratulations for being the fastest man ever, and this is the only way I want to do my shopping is on the back of the fastest man ever. So that's how I picked it up.
I think she is totally racist. She should feel really bad about this. I think her dancing is creepy, and she's like totally fake and weird, and I don't like her. So
have you seen Finding Dory yet?
Nope.
That's why. As soon as you see Finding Dory,
she's got a good voice.
Everything,
she's done voice acting before.
Everything in the world will make sense, Gavin.
All right.
It's
doesn't change your racism.
It doesn't change your racism. All right, so that's my Olympic segment. Don't fall asleep, computer. The things that I wanted to cover with Trump, we got to the Serbia thing, we got to the statue thing. We didn't cover the fact that he said that Obama and Hillary founded ISIS, and we did
which
not get
I think
to
is hilarious because he said like five times,
five, six, seven times, who
at
knows?
At least over like multiple days, and it's like
Oh, I was just being sarcastic. Him being telling jokes and stuff.
Well, and his campaign manager is accused of taking money under the table from Russia.
Yeah, so he's got to go.
I did read that declassified memo that statement was based off of, and the intelligence report actually was kind of along those lines. Like, it wasn't like a completely ridiculous. I mean, it's like they didn't found ISIS, but basically they said in the document that all the Western countries were supporting these separatist groups, and they were basically creating. They said, like, the upside is that it overthrows Assad in Syria, and the downside is that they create their own autonomous religious state inside of Syria, and they were ISIS at that time. So, like, they were kind of actually funding them. So, I don't know. Like, I actually read the memo, and it wasn't a complete stretch in my mind.
So, it's akin to Dick Cheney essentially founding Al-Qaeda, because he channeled money into Afghani
I guess internet propaganda is about where we are with U.S. politics these days.
Well, it was a direct memo that was released as part of a Freedom of Information Act. This was I'm not sure if it was State Department, but it was coming from directly from an intelligence source. So this is actually a government document that I read.
So Obama funded ISIS.
Obama
funded
ISIS.
Yeah. That's basically what I'm
pretty
what
much.
I'm saying.
Pretty much.
What,
yeah. All right. Thanks, Hussein.
What amuses me this week?
Yeah. Thanks,
is
Obama.
Having to be the guy that goes on all the talk shows for Trump's campaign after he makes ridiculous claims.
He has pretty women do that for him.
No. He has that one bimbo woman who basically
shame
should be fired. But then there's the guy with the goatee who has to cover up for everything that he does. And these guys take a shitstorm on live, television shows. Like, so can you just tell us, like, what did Trump mean by this comment? And they have to back him up, because they're paid to do it. But it's hilarious.
Wait, are you guys talking about the interview that the Trump supporter had on TV? And it was like, well, you know, your candidates are rational, yada, yada. And, your campaign is hurting. And he's like, being all brusque and interrupting, he's like, whoa, who's saying we're hurting? And
exactly.
She's like, polls. And he's like, yeah, which ones? She goes,
all of them?
And he's like, anyway, to your point. Yeah.
But another total shit show this week was Giuliani. I mean, that guy is...
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yeah.
He is literally
no
crazy.
Radical Islam
he's
attack
like,
on U.S. soil.
We've never had one attack on U.S. soil before Obama. Like, sir, you were mayor of New York City when it was attacked.
You have only talked about 9/11 for the past 14 years.
Exactly.
13 years.
And he's like, totally forgot about that. And it's like,
which is funny because,
I think he's sick.
He
said something else. He basically said that if you listen to the whole thing, he said there, because of the Patriot Act after 9/11, we haven't had any terrorist attacks after that.
So no,
that
that's was not really what he said. I think he misspoke. I think he was trying to be very partisan and point blame at a lot of people, and I think it was bullshit. So, his statement was completely infactual.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, it was just... And people from his own party, everybody was just like, have you forgotten 9/11? Your statement doesn't make any sense at all. If you want to say only Democrats have caused terrorist attacks, he said it all wrong.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, he was actually when you go back to 9/11, he was a very good mayor. Right after that.
Sure.
It's amazing how horribly he squandered that, political capital that he once had.
The political capital that Giuliani had for 5 years after 9/11, he should have been able to
be president.
Or be something
bigger, yeah.
Be something.
Secretary of State or
help
or something,
get something,
yeah.
Right? And he politically he's not smart. I think when he isn't worried about politics and party and partisanship and you know, being in the GOP, I think he has done his best work. As soon as he has to be in party lines and follow the memo and do and back up what they say, he's been an idiot in my mind. So when he doesn't focus on, when he focuses on people and doing good, he's always been very well and done well. But when he starts to get political, I think he's been a fucking asshole. But that's just my opinion. So that's my Trump segment. We covered our Olympics. We covered IBM. We've covered the Microsoft tech stuff, the IBM stuff. The few side things that we were going to cover were autonomous cars by Ford and Uber. And I don't know if anybody wanted to comment on either of those things. Ford has thrown their hat into the autonomous car, basically saying in the next 5 years we will have a car that drives itself. And basically, I don't know if you noticed, but like cabs pick kind of the vehicle, and cops pick the vehicle that they drive and whatever. They want to be the car that drives you where it needs to go. And Uber's testing their logic in certain autonomous cars. So from what I'm hearing is in the next 5 years, we will have fucking Johnny Cab.
Yay. Oh, awesome.
From Total Fucking Recall, where you go on your phone, your app says, give me a car. A fucking computer sends a car to you. It drives you to where you want to go. You get out and you're done.
Yep.
There's nothing. It's an autonomous computer.
No parking headaches.
World of, hey.
On demand.
Computer, bring me a car and drive me here and be done with it. Yep. And that's crazy.
Uber main source are crowdsourced, actually. People who own their car and are able to drive their car.
Right. But so Uber now they is have, testing the autonomous
car. Yeah, but
now
they have to invest in those cars. So Uber may raise their taxes.
Uber has an enormous amount of funding. Like, one of the things, I don't know if we talked about this.
We talked about this, yeah. They have too much funding. They have too much.
But maybe another service, more like that kind of service, Zipcar, will be more likely to get
a sharing program. Yeah.
No, Uber has wanted to do this for a very long time. I mean, like, Uber treats their...
I think Uber would be anxious to get rid of their human element. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
who's going to pay them?
It's the only thing that's ever brought them down, right? Everything about Uber sounds great, except for the fact that they may rape and kill you. So, get rid of the rape and kill you part. A computer car is not going to rape and kill you, so perfect.
Well, then, yeah, okay, you know what?
Or they bitch about the tips that they're getting.
But that's such a BS argument. the real problem is that they're going to unionize and they're going to be too expensive.
Yep.
No, sure. Like, Uber treats their drivers like crap. I mean, right, that's just what they do. That's one of the reasons they have the price
so low.
Their
cut of what they take out of drivers
for
years.
For money, so exactly. Autonomous cars seem perfect.
And I mean, they're tearing, like, the things that Uber is doing to their drivers is amazing. Like, for example, a city has a rating, and let's say the average rating, if you can call it that. Uber sets a rating for the city, let's say the city of Chicago, it sets it at 3.5%. And if your rating drops below 3.5%, they just kill your account, and you're fired, basically, because your social security number is tied into that account, so you cannot open up a new Uber account. You're done. That's it.
Nice.
So, and another thing that...
Sorry.
Darwinism.
Actually, yes. I like it.
So, yeah. And they do actually take a lot of money from the drivers. They take a cut of about 40% of the fare. And the driver...
It's huge. That's the most of anybody.
It started like 15 or 10% or something like that.
I don't know about that one, but I know that
it's
40% now, and the driver that's actually driving you in the Uber is the one that's actually paying for the insurance and for gas. And another fantastic thing is there's a disclaimer that you sign as a Uber rider and as a Uber driver that if anything happens, Uber is basically a rideshare service. And they don't give a shit. It's not their job. They're not the ones that are responsible. So if you get in an accident, it's between you and the driver.
Not their fault.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So if they got autonomous cars,
the rape is not a big deal either.
They will have to get insurance, get all that investment over. They have to buy their own cars, so they have to fund all of that.
I honestly believe, based on the fact that, you know, Ford's throwing their hat in and Uber's testing this autonomous service, we are less than 5 years away from literally on your phone ordering a car that shows up with no human involved. It gets you to where you want to go. You get out. The whole transaction is done via your phone, and you're done.
Wait, the other thing
5 years. Autonomous car driving.
We are not considering
Uber,
because
done.
We are thinking on the happy path, is that we are not thinking about robbery or vandalism on cars. So some people say, oh, this is an autonomous car.
There are cameras in the car, and if you decide to take a dump in the back seat, then there's going to be a fine or an additional fee to clean up that dump that you took in that car.
For example, in Latin America, even
not that I've ever done that. This is a hypothesis.
Yes,
you know.
I know.
You damage the car, rip out the back seat, you spray paint whatever. Basically, they have a camera that says, oh, this was done during this person's time. We have their credit card on file. We will charge them $300 to clean up whatever damage or fix whatever damage they've done to the car. And done. So the autonomous delivery system of Johnny Cab, if you haven't seen Total Recall, that's
not
coming.
The new one.
And I think it's perfect. I think that's fine. And I think it should transform how we all use and think about transportation in the future. Do we all need three cars? Will a family need two or three cars to be, you know, living in a suburb?
No.
Or in the city? No. Because you'll just pay to get to where you need to go, and you'll get there. And you may own a car because it's, you know, it's fun to drive, and you'll take it out on the weekends or do road trips, but it won't be your, I got to go get groceries, I got to run to the store, I got to do this, got to drop the
specialty
kids off.
Specialty of a Camaro.
I'm just saying, yes. And that's Demolition Man. Remember Demolition Man, where all the cars were just like autonomous, but there was a Chevelle 454, and he's like, I'm driving that shit. And I'm
going to
go run over that bad guy with my car. It was awesome. Wrapping up the Ford Uber topic, the only last thing I saw were the Mr. Robot game and the Gawker story. I don't know if we want to talk about Hulk Hogan having sex
and taking down
Gawker.
I do.
Or if we want to talk about the Mr. Robot game being more popular than Pokemon Go.
I've not seen the game. It seems interesting. I'll have to check it out. But I want to talk about Gawker because they are a fucking terrible publication. Gawker.com.
Hulk Hogan has just destroyed them.
Yeah. And I'm glad.
By two lawsuits.
Yep. I mean, Deadspin is a great website. Gadget's okay. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of garbage tech news, but it's all right. Jezebel's really good. But yeah, so I'd say all the blogs of that property.
Some of them were very entertaining,
yeah.
and they still exist.
They've been bought by Univision, so they're going to
continue. Gawker was bought for essentially, from what I read from that article that was shared, was Hulk Hogan sued and won for $140 million,
yes.
And so-and-so owner just sold Gawker for $135 million.
Right.
So Gawker will continue to exist, and the blog will maintain. It just won't be owned by the same guy, and Hulk Hogan's going to get his money.
Yeah. Univision bought all the child properties. Gawker.com no longer exists. Gawker Media as a company is bankrupt, and I'm not sure if it exists as like a corporate entity or whatever. But I think you know, a lot of people. I don't know. I feel like people in the room will disagree with this, but
here we go. Great way to start.
I know. I really like the core case of being able to profit off of someone else's sex tape. Like, I mean, that doesn't seem like that's free speech to me. Like, that should be legal. And I know, like, we say, like, free speech in quotes because the First Amendment doesn't mean what we usually talk about when we say free speech. But anyway, I don't know. Like, I have no problem with Gawker getting sued.
You honestly think that some stupid-ass sex tape that somebody should never have even allowed to slip out or be stolen is worth $140 million?
That's what the court said, so yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh my god, for coming from the guy who hates the courts and our legal system?
Yeah. But hold on. You,
Hulk Hogan deserves $140 million.
If you leave your house unlocked, or if you don't put bars over your windows, and I break into your house through your window, like, I'm allowed to steal whatever.
There are a ton of precedents where people who are breaking into houses who were murdered have basically had lawsuits against the people who murdered them that said, why did you murder them? All they were doing was breaking into your house. So I'm just saying, as a... Gawker did something wrong. Mm-hmm. It was legal for the courts to say, so Gawker should not exist anymore. That's basically what happened. And you're saying yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's happened numerous times with other publications that have not even come close to that. But Gawker was taken down. How many... news, a grocery store, paper, you know, Inquirer, you know, all those places that put all this bullshit out.
Oh, yeah, those should definitely be out of
the They should all be fucking killed, too.
I believe it was a Gawker reporter who ill-got the iPhone 3 or 4 or whatever.
Adrian Chen.
Apple sick their... essentially sick the police department.
It's all
on the
illegal.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. They should get their money. They should be compensated. Maybe they should take down Gawker.
So Apple should be free to essentially co-opt a police department to...
do whatever they need, right? Yeah.
You
believe
that?
Well, that's what they did with Hulk Hogan's. I mean...
Okay.
I'm unclear on what side you're on there.
I'm not on any side. I think Gawker's a piece of shit, and then they've always posted crap, and they've always gone to illegal positions to get what they want. They've always claimed freedom of press, First Amendment bullshit, blah, blah, blah. They've hurt many people in their entire existence, and I think they're garbage. I agree with both you. Apple should have fucking taken them down the first time. I'm glad Hulk Hogan's fucking sex tape did it. So I'm glad Gawker's gone. Is the next version of Gawker going to be the exact same fucking thing? Absolutely. Is there going to be something that takes Gawker's place? Absolutely.
Right.
None of this is going away. My whole point is, one court case was actually able to take down an entire fucking website because either it was just Hulk Hogan's fucking sex tape that ruined his life, or was it a precedent of... But was it the precedent of Gawker being this horribly illegal, we're doing it for personal gain, and we're fucking taking you down because you're going to do this again, and we're tired of it?
I mean, honestly, Pamela Anderson was good. Mm-hmm. Paris Hilton tape was good. I don't want to see Hulk Hogan have sex. I mean, that's their mistake.
How many
right there.
Stars would you say
exactly.
for the Pamela? I mean, that's a 4 out of 5.
That's the problem right there. That's why they went under. They published a
Hulk
Hogan.
One.
I don't want to see that guy naked.
Yeah, true.
And honestly, that's where we leave the podcast this week. Nobody wants to see Hulk Hogan have sex.
Thank you.
We are the Worldwide IT Guys, and we hope you had an enjoyable ride.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Hulk Hogan. Nobody wants to
hold
see
on. Okay, so like, I don't know. Like, there are definitely... I think the generic idea that, like, this is, you know, some billionaire shutting down a news agency. Like, I feel like that's a little bit too simplistic the way that's framed. Like, I think there's a lot of different things that can be teased out, like, in this story. And I'm not really sure. I haven't read enough about it. To figure out where exactly I stand on it. But, like, my initial reaction isn't, you know, to grab a pitchfork and be like, this is journalism under assault. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong, but that's not my initial reaction. Which I, a lot of people